Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Here I think I'm 4 years old, and I'm trying to get my dad's attention, and he's leaning up over the counter in the kitchen, looking out the window, tugging on his sleeve, and I'm like, Daddy, Daddy, and he wouldn't look at me. So I hopped up on the counter to see what it was that was captivating him so. And one of my older brothers was outside getting beat up by a neighborhood bully. So I changed my appeal from wanting his attention to tugging on his sleeve, going, go help him. And my dad would not take his eyes off my brother. And he said, I'm not going to let him lose, but I have to let him fight. And I got to tell you, Beth, that has come up to me again and again, where there's times I'm like, Lord, why won't you rescue me? And I'll hear the whisper in my soul, I'm not going to let you lose, but I have to let you fight. And it feels like the waters will overtake you, but you somehow get through and you realize it was a necessary battle to gird us up to stand in the day that we're in. I'd love for you just to speak to that dynamic in your own life and in the book.
I'd love to do that. I could not agree more. That is a powerful story. I have, because liberty in Christ is a life message to me. If somebody said, what is the most important thing you would ever want to speak to? Loving the Lord Jesus Christ with everything we have in us and being free in him to be the person that he has, that he predestined us to be and to fulfill our calling. But I've told so many women, listen, you will never be set free in Christ to abundant living and to the fullness of what he has ordained you to do if you don't fight the thing out, fight for your own freedom and fight. I mean, have your own, where you are on your own face, you're never going to get that by somebody else's intercessory prayer. Mm. They can help you. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and help us be delivered with your prayers. But no, it's between you and Jesus. Because an intimacy has to take place there. One of the things that God has so shown me out of that paradigm in Joshua is that if I don't go in there and fight for it, that God wants to build me into a warrior. You know, and he was giving them that promised land, but they still had to go in there and fight for it because they were going to have to develop the muscle to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is us. Because the thing about it is the enemy's over there on the ground that God wants to give us. So we've got to use spiritual muscle and fight the thing out and develop our prayer lives and get in God's word for ourselves in order to get over there to that land. But not only that, the enemy's going to come back for it.
Amen.
And we got to have the muscle to keep it.
So thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.